From the island of Kauai, it's a joy to send you greetings of love in the spirit of oneness. Every true spiritual healer knows that he has no personal power. His only function is to learn how to be a pure channel for the grace of God, which has divine dominion over all things, which is now functioning everywhere in the infinite invisible, and which is the very substance of all that exists in the kingdom of God, the true creation of the Father. This divine substance is flowing freely as the uninterrupted consciousness of God and of the I Am of every man. And this uninterrupted consciousness of the I Am is the miracle worker that lifts the veil of illusion from human eyes and reveals the perfect harmony that underlies this visible world. God consciousness, as the I Am of you realized, maintains God's perfect will in you. Without this miracle substance, the spiritual healer is helpless. Truth is adulterated. The seesaw of good and evil takes total control. False powers present false claims. God's perfect creation is clouded by false opposites, and a world of suffering humanity struggles with problems that claim our total attention and refuse to disappear. Quickly, the spiritual leader learns that his only hope to bring order to this chaos is to contact the miracle worker, the I Am, in the kingdom of God within himself. And this vital contact demands an ability to walk the middle path between good and evil. That discipline of the sense mind is emphasized by Joel on page 43 of his book, The Art of Spiritual Healing. Please remember these words. Please practice these words, because it is essential to successful healing. I quote, "When you can sit beside a very sick person with no trace of fear, because something inside of you is singing, 'This is my beloved son, I in the midst of you,' and mighty. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then you are a spiritual healer. Christ Jesus gave us one of the major secrets of spiritual healing when he said, resist not evil. But as you and I know, there is more to non-resistance than mere willpower. One of the great obstacles to non-resistance is the human ego. And I mean ego in its broadest sense. Where you find a strong ego, you will not find a spiritual healer. The human ego is dedicated first to its own personal identity. And that identity refuses to accept the allness of God. It is committed to God and me. The ego also refuses to die daily. It is too interested in winning applause, getting ahead, proving its superiority. The ego feeds on the attention of others. It is committed to duality. It always sees God and. It separates itself and man from God. Prevents wholeness, harmony, peace. It gives power to illusions. To everyone it says, you are not the beloved Son of God. You are inferior to me. The superiority complex of the human ego shuts down the pipeline between God and man. And it keeps man out of the very kingdom he seeks. The spiritual healer must overcome the illusion of a personal identity. And that is ego in its broad sense. Personal identity, much more than vanity. There is no choice in this matter. Human ego always reacts to the good and to the evil of this world. It sees error. It fears power. It tries to correct error. It changes bad to good if it can. It changes wrong to right. Human ego judges every man. Now, spiritual healing is none of this. The indwelling Christ judges no man. And one with Source is the theme of Christhood. Actually, Christ sees human life and human death as the same dream. Christ has no personal identity. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Christ gives no power to illusion. Christ knows no man. after the flesh? Ego. Sees the drunk. Ego sees the dying. Ego sees the human race. Christ sees God appearing as individual man. And Christ says to all who appear as mortal, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The ego never gets out of the way. Christ within acknowledges only the spiritual identity of the so-called patient. The ever-presence of God without opposite, and the non-reality of any appearance of imperfection in the creation of God. Oh yes, the ego is so conditioned to bear false witness. Christ within, and only Christ within, bears true witness to the perfect, invisible universe of divine spirit. Always, the spiritual healer, who is a transparency for Christ, knows that all mortality is a dream, that both virtue and sin are part of the dream, that only spiritual reality exists, and in it there are no sinners, no sick people, no dying people, no diseases, no good health, no bad health, no man, no woman, no one here to change, correct, or improve. Spiritual healer lives and knows the truth that God is the one and the only inhabitant of the spiritual universe. And this sets the healer and the patient free of the claim, free of the appearance of imperfection. Have you accepted the spiritual reality of mankind? If not, it's time we do. And I think right now is that time. In our meditation, let us accept one infinite Father, and let us see something you may never have thought of, something that is going to prove vital in your healing work. Because there is one infinite spirit, listen carefully, you will never receive more than one patient. Oh, each patient will come to you with a new face and a new claim, But don't be fooled. There are not many separate patients. It is always the one spirit appearing to you as a separate patient. But it is always the same one with a new material face. Oh, yesterday a baby needed help. Last night someone else needed help. This morning a woman with a problem needed help. And you're thinking in terms of baby, the other person, and the woman, but that's the disguise. It's the same patient always. Always reporting a new claim, a new body, a new age. And there are no such things. The spiritual healer has one patient. And he knows it. He doesn't have to heal that one patient again and again and again and again. Did you know that secret? You know it now. Because you are learning how to handle every claim that comes your way. Human life is an endless succession of sense illusions, beginning with the illusion of human birth, stopping temporarily with the illusion of human death. Our human view of the entire world is illusion. And believe it or not, it has a purpose. It has one magnificent purpose: to train you, to prepare you, to teach you, to convince you to surrender your dependency on personal resources. To relinquish your belief in your human capacities to solve the conflicts of the mortal world, and to raise you to that level called illumination, where you realize that only your total faith in the presence and its perfect power and its infinite wisdom can lift you to higher realms of consciousness. Christ demonstrates this faith repeatedly, starting with the wilderness experience and ending with the complete faith in his Father by accepting crucifixion. And always the message was, go thou and do likewise. As you lose all fear of so-called world powers, through your knowledge of indivisible oneness with God, through your confidence in the truth that there is only one infinite self, you will notice more healings are taking place through you. For fear separates us from God, whereas faith unites us with God and all that God is. There's another strange illusion that you should be alerted to, one that you're apt not to think about too often, but I'd like you to think about it now. The illusion of space is a very important consideration, and it can take you out of many a problem. Now we have a person calling upon you and asking you to meet a claim. This is your patient appearing to you externally. That is, outside your body is your patient, outside your home, and probably outside the city. The patient is there. You are here. So it seems anyway, because at first glance, there is space between you and the patient. Patient is there, you are here. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. In spiritual healing, the concept of space is entirely false. Oh, yes, there are two forms, you and the patient, but there's only one I. There's only one self. How can there be space between oneself? Which is the illusion? The space or the two selves? If oneself is the truth, the space is the illusion. It's the other way around, isn't it? Ah. Now, go further. The I Christ of you. Is the I Christ of your patient? The I Christ of you cannot be well, and the same I Christ of your patient be sick. In human life, we buy into that ridiculous dream, the dream of two-ness, living in different spaces and different bodies, separated. Individual. But spiritual discernment does not look at superficial surfaces. Spiritual discernment convinces you in your heart, soul, and consciousness that God is one. That one is universal, unseparated, the body of Christ, one infinite, perfect, invisible spirit. Yes, the divine, infinite Son that your patient is now is always the perfect image and likeness of God, and always will be. Never can be a single separated individual. And with that enlightened consciousness, You are impersonalizing your patient. One of the first things we learned in our last tape, impersonalize. Now you're doing it. You learn to impersonalize the entire human race. And to identify the invisible divine sun in all. And don't forget to include yourself. Briefly, in the silence, let us go now to the infinite kingdom of God within. And rest there joyously. For you are standing in the only reality. That infinite kingdom within you is the infinite creation of God everywhere. Accept the infinite I, which can never leave you. The inseparable I of spiritual man everywhere. And know this truth. The infinite I, Father, Son, within you. Can never live in anyone finite, or anything finite. In this realization, you are blessing the world. As you step out of the changing material dream of separate forms, your soul rises above the conflicts and visions of all human thought. The suffering of your patient must vanish as your Christ mind, free of world thought, sheds divine light where the human mind had seen error, darkness, and disability. Mentally conditioned universe. I, Christ, realized in you is I, Christ, in your patient. This activates and awakens your patient from the dream of imperfection. And restores the awareness of harmony. This is spiritual healing. Christ healing. And it will lift you into new dimensions. of healing that break the illusion of power. Illusions that currently hold our world in bondage. And it will reveal the living God to all men and in all men. Thank you, Father. You are living the infinite way. That means you are accepting the spiritual identity of the universe and all its inhabitants. There are no human spirits. If a spiritual healer accepts people materially and acknowledges material differences between people, he will not succeed. Spirit is neither healthy nor unhealthy, rich nor poor, Greek nor Jew, male nor female. Spirit never changes identity. Spirit is always spirit, neither more nor less. The spiritual healer acknowledges only the spiritual identity of everyone without judgment, without criticism, without resentment. The function of the spiritual healer is to be an impartial instrument. For the revelation of God's harmony, God's perfect spiritual creation, God's perfect power. He cannot be trapped into mind identifications, mind consciousness, which believes in both good and evil. He can never conceive or acknowledge a conditioned universe, which needs correction, nor can he acknowledge the presence of human material bodies. He has no personal likes or dislikes. He walks in a spiritual universe which never needs healing. He loves unconditionally. He forgives because there is nothing to forgive. He accepts spiritual wholeness where human perception sees separate physical forms. He does not stray outside the single eye of soul, which knows invisible angels where man these visible mortals. Listen carefully again, please. You must know that in this Christ consciousness, the spiritual healer reveals There is no blind man. There is no adulteress. There is no dead Lazarus. He walks on the holy grounds of spirit in the omnipresent one self. The Spirit of God is his neighbor, his sole companion, the only inhabitant of the earth. This spirit of which we speak is a dedicated, infinite way student, now appearing on earth as you. In his consciousness, you are about God's business, and you are governed by a perfect divine life. You are led by a perfect divine will. You are nurtured and protected by the glory of divine love. This is the miracle worker, the undivided consciousness of the Son of God, which inherits eternal life. This non-judgmental Christ, in you, as you, knows neither birth nor death, and is always complete, serving truth, and living in celestial harmony. This consciousness calls no man father upon the earth, for one divine source is his Father, which art in heaven. This consciousness says, I and the eternal, infinite Father are one Spirit, unseparated, throughout eternity. And it is speaking of your identity now. This consciousness says, in me there can be no error, because error denies the infinity of God. And so in you, error must be a false appearance. Your oneness with God precludes the possibility of error in you. When it appears, no, it must be illusion. In this fourth principle, you rest with the confidence that you have impersonalized your patient, nothing eyes his condition, and now in the spiritual identity of oneself, you rest one with the perfect Creator, unseparated, the eternal, unseparated from the infinite, unseparated from the creative substance of the universe, in which error cannot take form. When you meet daily problems with these healing principles, the life of God lives and expresses as your life. Walking in the middle path is the way to non-resistance, unswayed by good or evil, anchored in spiritual reality. Spiritual healers have learned, however, that human thought is too easily provoked into reactions. Human thought reacts, retaliates, interprets, but more than making judgment, human thought builds the mental images that take form in the external world of matter, which is not the kingdom of God. Human thought recreates reality into material images, which man thinks he lives in. Human thought invents good and evil, where God's perfect creation is. And then becomes a slave to its own recreated images. Human thought invents strong hearts and weak hearts, healthy bodies and sick bodies, good weather and bad weather. Every problem in our recreated world of images is composed of the synthetic substance which Christ pinpointed in one revealing sentence: take no thought for your life. For we are not dealing with disease, disaster, and destruction. Nor are we dealing with death. Nor are we dealing with human conditions. We are dealing with human thought. Which is a counterfeit of divine thought. And it is these projected shadows of human thought without divine substance that present counterfeit persons, places, and things to fill our make-believe world. Come now. Which horse do you ride? The white horse of truth, of spirit, many colored horses of the mind, the emotions, human thoughts. Let us ride the horse of spirit, the white horse. Let us, in the deep silence, build a vacuum of no thought. No thought which does not admit into consciousness world thought. No thought which honors the allness of God. The allness of divine thought. The intelligence of the infinite source. In no thought we rest with the confidence that our Father knoweth our needs and is fulfilling every need with divine grace. And as we rest here, we are building an impregnable fortress so that when world thought knocks at the door of our mind, it finds that only the Christ mind is at home, with a clear vision of God's perfect universe, always under divine government. In no thought you break the world illusion of power. And you open the door to the omnipotence of divine thought, which has behind it the fullness of infinity to enforce, maintain, and sustain all life in the image and likeness of God. Let's have a short rest. And see then what the Father has prepared for us.